went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are back at it with a brand new Second Date Update.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got Pete calling. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're good, Pete.
We're good.
First off, thank you for calling Tracy and myself this morning on a beautiful day. Of course, getting back into the dating world is not an easy one. And that's why we're your wing women. So tell us who you went out with.
Yeah, so I went out with Lisa. We met on Tinder. And, you know, with COVID and everything, we just wanted to take, you know, like a different approach to dating. So we did things the old school way. You know, we talked on the phone for about a month and a half before actually meeting up. We talked about everything, like family, careers, like childhood stuff. And it's such a crazy time now because you have to like ask the person you're dating for meeting if like they've had the COVID test. And she and I discussed getting a test prior to the meeting. And Lisa lives about an hour outside of Madison, but she said she was going to do her best to get tested before the date. But if not, she would definitely get it done at some point soon. And I think I'm a very thoughtful person. Like I had planned this whole like fun date, which like we were gonna do drinks and dinner on a patio at this new restaurant at Rimrock Road, Liberty Station, 6 feet apart, of course. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was like a fun, great and thoughtful date, and I'm not sure why she isn't getting back.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the Tinder. First off, Pete, I don't know about you, but you know, you got to swipe right to get connected. Mm-hmm. And I heard the word out on the street right now is that if you have a dog in your profile, that you're automatically going to get higher picks than anybody else. So would that happen to be your Tinder?
There's a dog in my profile.
See? It works.
Yeah, you could tell.
Oh, you can tell. Yeah. Like, don't have a cat. Like, if a guy has a cat, a girl is not going to pick you.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are true results right there.
Yep.
All right, so you guys met on Tinder, which is really sweet. You guys met, you know, chatted for about a month, which I think is really awesome beforehand. You seem to have a lot of things that are in common, your career, childhood, family. And then, you know, you planned this date, but of course, this is very uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, have you gotten the test? And it's not the STD test anymore, really. Right. It's about, did you get your COVID test? So you got yours, obviously, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then again, she said she was going to, and eventually you guys would just come together and have a great time. So yeah. There's nothing you can think about that you possibly could have been like, maybe I was a little disrespectful, or maybe I didn't look as good as I thought. Maybe my dog looked better than I did.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I truly don't know.
Okay.
That's
Trey,
really
can
bad.
You, can you think of anything?
No, I mean, it sounds like you planned a great date, you know, trying out that new restaurant on Rimrock Road, Liberty Station. I mean,
that's
really nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Actually, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with her?
About a week.
Okay. All right. So we'll play a song. Then when we get back, we'll call Miss Lisa and see why she's not getting back to you. And hopefully we can get her to drive back to Madison and hopefully score a second date with you. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on Night Through and Jams.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Well, let's be honest. Madtown and surrounding areas are very horned up. They want to get back connected into the dating world. And you got to do what you got to do. And so virtual or not, you still need to be responsible.
That's right. And that's why we've got Pete calling. He's calling for a second date with Lisa. So they met on Tinder. And with everything going on with COVID, they thought they would do things a different way. So they talked for about a month before actually meeting, and they talked about everything, family, career, childhood. And you know, it's a crazy time. You actually have to ask people now, like, have you been tested prior to going out? So Pete did, and he's very creative. He thinks that he's very thoughtful. He planned a great date, it sounds like to me. They went to Liberty Station on Rimrock, sat on the patio, had drinks and dinner, 6 feet apart, of course. But yeah, it's been a week and she's not getting back.
All right. So Pete, we're going to give Lisa a call. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi. Would this happen to be Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. So you might have our number already in your phone, girl.
Mm-hmm. I might, yes. Well, what's up, guys?
We are calling you, Miss Lisa, because you sound like you're absolutely adorable. And the fact is that, as you know, people are getting back into the dating scene, and you must have swiped right on a super duper hottie named Pete. Do you remember Petey? Petey.
Oh my God. You guys are the most awesome. Yes, I did. In fact, swipe on Pete. I did.
So? I love it. I love it.
Why aren't you getting back to Petey?
Well, we talked for, I don't know, like a month or something and decided to go out. And he planned a date, and we were supposed to go for dinner and drinks on the patio. And at the last minute, you know, he kept bringing up testing, and like, it's cool. I've been careful, like everyone else, and like wearing a mask when I'm out and stuff. And you know, I didn't mind that he brought it up, but he, like, every time we talked, he wanted to talk about the testing.
Yeah.
And then the night before we were going to get together, he was like, "Oh, hey, just had an idea. Like, instead of meeting directly at the bar, why don't we meet at the Alliant Energy Center and get tested together?"
What?
And I was like, okay. I mean, I told him that I would get tested at some point, that I've been careful. Like, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. So I was a little taken aback that he wanted to, like, literally go for a drive-through testing together before we went on our date.
So wait, so you drive all the way out to Madison, and then you're supposed to go on this date, but he's like, "Oh, wait, like, actually, before I see you in person, let's get in this very long line at the Alliant Energy Center," because we've been through this before, yes. Tracy and myself. I mean, we've had people who had to wait 4 hours. I mean, to each their own, if you're lucky or not. I've waited probably a little over an hour and a half for mine. Did you guys, like, say, "Hey, let's meet at this time, and hopefully my car can be in front of your car"? I mean, obviously you didn't sit in the same car, did you?
No. We were in separate cars, but girl, we sat there for 3 hours and 15 minutes. I clocked it.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right.
So talk about kind of a mood killer, right?
Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm excited to go on this date. I get dressed up. We've been having a nice chat. The testing keeps coming up. So I'm thinking, like, already, like, type A, you know, but I was like, whatever, you know, it's a new era. Everyone's got different levels of anxiety about all this.
So sure.
Willing to go with the flow, but then 3 hours and 15 minutes. I mean, I was like, I just wanted to go home and take a cold shower after that. I was not in the mood to go out for drinks at all.
I bet you fell asleep. Well, listen, Pete is a safety man, and I like that. He's responsible, at least. So let's just ask Pete why the heck he decided to do this, like, side left before you guys went straight to the beautiful place that you're going, because, Lisa, you are on Second Date Update, popular as it is. So say hello to Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Lisa.
Wow, Pete, so tell us about this idea. Like, let's just go straight to the Alliant Energy Center.
Look, we talked about it, and it just didn't sound like you were, you know, taking it that seriously. And I just thought, like, what's more romantic than, like, clean bill of health? I did what I thought was right. I thought we were cool. I thought you were happy about it.
But don't you see how it kind of establishes a lack of trust off the, like, right from the get-go? Like, what you're saying was that my word wasn't good enough, that you didn't trust me. So you wanted to see a written test result before we went on our date?
I mean, I knew I wasn't going to see, like, a written test, but it just sounded like you weren't going to, and you didn't do it. So I thought I was, like, solving your problem, you know? Like, I was, you know, solving a problem for you, and like, that was good, you know?
Well, here's one thing. You might as well put the obvious out there, and maybe you guys didn't know this before you got your test, because obviously you did, is that you two didn't actually get your results right away, because, you know, now you had to have waited, like, 3 days, 3 to 5 days. So it really wouldn't have made a difference. But did you continue still to do the date, or were we just done?
No, we went out, and we had a good time afterwards.
You did.
Which is why, you know, when you didn't text me back after a week, you know, I kind of taken aback.
Yeah, and I think, like, I thought about that too, ladies. I was like, you know, we haven't even gotten our test results back, but he still wants to go out and hang. So what was the point? I mean, I get, like, maybe we'll have our results. Some people are taking 2 to 3 weeks to get results back.
Yeah.
It seems really sporadic. So it was like, we could go on 3 dates by the time we get test results back.
Well, I think altogether, he meant well. And again, you know, this was something that you could never do with anyone else. So you always remember Pete and this hot date that you had.
That's true.
So let me just ask. So are you both COVID-free right now?
I'm COVID-free.
Okay. Lisa, are you COVID-free?
I actually tested positive, so I must have been like asymptomatic or something. Because I never had any symptoms. Like, I never felt sick. I haven't been around anyone who I know has had it.
So you actually have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
This took a turn, because I was like, if you both are like free, I mean, might as well get you back together for a second date, but we're going to put a halt on that.
Okay.
Now, Pete, on the other hand, you might need to go get yourself retested.
Yeah.
I have to get tested again, I guess. This is terrible news. I'm not sure why you wouldn't reach out and tell me as soon as you found out, considering we're in close contact. So that's not cool.
Oh.
Well, I know a ton of people who have tested positive for antibodies and have been exposed and have had no symptoms whatsoever. So I guess I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
All right. Well, this date did not go as we thought.
No.
Hopefully, in the end, you two will be free from this and be able to date happily with maybe somebody else.
Right. Okay. Yeah. COVID-free.